Welcome to Expand Your World with Pastor David Ogwili.
I worship you with everything in my being, with all the substance of my heart, my soul, my being. I honor you, the great deliverer, the merciful God, full of kindness. There is no one to be compared to you in all the heavens, in all the earth, and even beneath. I worship you today. Thank you for preserving us and keeping us. Thank you for blessing us. Thank you for teaching us and raising us up to become the image of your likeness. Thank you for anointing us. Thank you for calling us and commissioning us. Thank you for what you are doing in Dominion City all over the world. Thank you for unveiling the knowledge of who you are in this place. Lord, today have your way, Lord. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done and executed to precision. Let the intentions of your heart be carried out, Lord. Open the eyes of every one of us to know you afresh. Open our eyes to see the provisions you have made. That there is no limit whatsoever to God's children, those of us who walk after you. There is no limit. Break down every barrier, every limitations in our minds, in our world, in our circumstances, in our businesses. Break all of them down. Expand everybody's world today. And lift everyone to that realm where they can have dominion in their affairs, in their different realms of life. We give you praise. We give you thanks. Thank you, Lord, for everything. Lift your hands and just bless him. Some major shifts are going to occur in your life. In your life today. Major ones. Just bless him. A good church. There is nothing like it in a society. There is no replacement. There is no substitute for an authentic church. This is the place to be. Because God is here. Good morning. And good morning to the... Hallelujah. Go greet at least 5 people. Tell them, get ready. Major shift. Major shift is coming to you today. Salute the Bishop of Ikeja himself, the one and only Reverend Dubus. Give him a big. And of course, the First Lady of the house. You always have my utmost respect. God bless you, ma, and God bless you, sir. You may be seated. First of all, I'm sure you may have been hearing good news. Eh? So, but it's important that I come and talk to you by myself. Eh? Because somewhere in the earlier part of the year, I, you know, commissioned Reverend Dubois for a new assignment. You probably heard it then. And then last weekend, while we were in the Priesthood Summit, we also commissioned this property to go alongside with him. Yeah, I see how some of you are looking at me. But of course, the issue of human beings is different. Human beings are not properties, it's just, you know, so I needed to come and see you and be sure that, are you understanding what I'm saying? Not even your daughter or your children, once they grow, can you just, you know, there is a way it's done. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Today, we're going to be commissioning two churches. We're going to be commissioning the new church here, and we're going to be commissioning the new Dominion City in Ikeja. Both of them today. You better give God a clap. Okay, can you bring the board? Let me show you something fast. I'm going to be sharing a very powerful revelation with you that will shift everybody. But before I do that, I need to just show you one or two things. You know, just look at this. Because the first time when we commissioned Reverend Dubois, the discussion that I was going to commission him was only between me and him. The rest of you didn't know. I didn't even tell our pastors. There are some things, assignments I gave him to do. I said, when you finish it faithfully, I'm going to be commissioning you. I told him by December of this year. But he was able to discharge those things, even did far more than what we, you know. So I didn't have to wait for December. So where we are, yes, go ahead. While we were in Port Harcourt, I think it was Discipleship Summit, the Holy Spirit gave me a signal. Because really, what happened is that those words also came from heaven. But when God wants to do something for you, normally what he does is he gives you an instruction. When he said, Abraham, go and offer your son, it wasn't that he was trying to kill Isaac. He was trying to know if I can give him my son. Whenever God asks you to do something, don't worry, it's a setup. He's trying to give you something. The reason for his asking is to know if you are worthy to have it. Truly, in the ancient times, when you want to give your daughter, especially the beautiful ones, especially in the royal, in the palace, they check out the men. Our Fulani brothers still do it today. They use flogging. Seven guys are asking for these girls, but they check who can withstand 40 strokes of cane. After the third one, you are off. You are gone. Another person will come. In Dominion City, the right of the first son was actually, opportunity was given to somebody else. Reverend Dubois was not the first person to be given that opportunity. It was somebody else. And he was stealing what belongs to him, not knowing. Have you heard the story of that man, the wealthy man, that wanted to settle his daughter with a property in the wedding? So he told the son-in-law that I was asking for, just delay this wedding for 6 months. There is something you have to do for me before you marry my daughter. He said, I want you to build me a house. I'll supply you the money, but build me a befitting house. Once you finish, I will allow you to marry my daughter. He said, if it takes you a whole year, do it first. No wedding till you finish that. And he made money available. And the guy went, he said, we have a new life to start. And this man just asked me to build her. This money, 200 million. Let's first use 100 million to go and do this. Let's use 50 to go and. He just stole a large chunk of the money, put it in some other moves, And his friends, he asked to keep the money for him. When they found out that he stole it from his father-in-law because he didn't use his name, they also stole it from him. But he didn't know until later. Because he told them, I had to settle myself for, you know, the way this guy. So he now went and used quack products, useless product to build that duplex. He used less than, you know, first level China products to build it. When he finished, got some paints and painted the place. He told the father-in-law, I finished the building. The man said, beautiful, you can now come and do the, pay the dowry and marry the girl. And so they married. On the wedding day, the moment the service finished, the man told him, follow me. Go and show me the house you built for me. Because you need to hand over. So the guy said, I should have even done it before now if I knew that that's what. And they all drove to that place. He said, this is the building. It's okay. When you told me you were going to marry my daughter, I decided to ask you to build a house that you and my daughter will live in. So I didn't let you know that it was your house. So I told you to build it for me. But now you are finished. I want you to know this is your wedding gift. And so the guy started crying. He fell on the floor. He cried, cried, cried. He said, you are wicked. The man said, how did I become wicked? I gave you a house. I gave you the opportunity to build it to your own test. He said, no, you didn't tell me that it was my house. If you told me, I know what I would have done here. That's why I look at now we have to, all these toilets that are not working and the bedrooms are falling. Now look at what is all this now. Why did you tell me that this is where we're going to live? This thing I'm telling you is happening to some Dominion City pastors. They don't know what God asked me to do. He said, build a ministry that the glory belongs to the sons. The inheritance will be given to sons, not to servants. And they don't know. Some are playing. Some are playing. So the opportunity was given to somebody. And usually what I do, when I want to do this for you, I ask you to take my office and run it for 4 years as the president of the whole ministry. And nobody knows why I do it. And the guy was busy stealing what is his. When he finished stealing, he finished his 4 years. Instead of waiting for us to give him inheritance, like the prodigal son even waited for his father to give him. The guy collected his own and jived, went to squander with harlots. So he lost the dominion mandate and the book God wrote, where he wrote 12 partners. There are 12 partners he wrote over this ministry. He deleted his name there and put somebody else. That is exactly what happened to Judas. Even here, there are some of you that are champions. Some of you that were pastoring big, big churches. You've been sitting here for years. You don't understand what we're doing. You have not yet understood. The devil is playing tricks on your eyes. You don't yet understand what we're doing. So we took the same challenge, gave it to Reverend. He not only passed it, he broke all the records, passed it to him. And so by February of this year, the Lord said, you don't need to wait till December. According to heavens, according to the record keepers, because the angels are keeping records, he said he has met the mark. Go ahead and commission him. And that was it. If you notice that particular day when the thing happened, for anybody that was there, who was there in Port Harcourt, the kind of glory of God that fell in that meeting, it's like you can cut God like bread and collect him and go home. That was why, sir, the Lord, you know, honored you that way, that day. So there are some things I'm going to explain. There are some you, the Holy Spirit, I'm sure, have been telling you, and so you're going to possibly hear it now. The dominion mandate is this way. There are 12 apostolic figures, and over time, you will see 12 of them emerge. You will see me doing ceremonial, just like you. 12 apostolic figures, because you need to know God builds with the principle of 12. When he gets the 12, then he can get an uncountable number of people, the nation. What God is building, the church, is a holy nation, a royal priesthood, a peculiar people. So you need to understand, when God built a human family, he did it with 12 people. If you count from Adam to Noah, when the world was destroyed, there are 12. If you go to Genesis chapter 5, you can count. There are 12. God works with, because 12 is the number of divine government. That's why when God sits in heaven, okay, can I get 12 guys here? You know, I'm going to select what they will wear for a reason. No. You need to go back. Let me tell you what they will be wearing before you know if you qualify. And you are not part of it. You should do your work. These 12 men will be wearing suits. As long as there is suit, you can come, bring 12 chairs and sit around like this. 12 chairs. Yes. Sit around in a circle. Someone should be here to form a circle. They're not up to 12. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. They're not up to 12 yet. Yeah, are we complete? Count among yourself. Tell me if you're complete. You're 12. Okay, I need the pastor in the middle. Can I get somebody maybe not wearing suit, just for differentiation? He should be wearing suit anyway, as an example. He should come with his suit. No, not somebody without suit, just to differentiate. You're not with your seat now, but you could, huh? The person should be in the middle. Where is your seat? You should come with your seat. So you sit in the middle. You are the pastor. Around you, are we complete? 12. Now, this is all you need to take any country. This is all you need to take any nation. This is all you need to take any city. Just this thing. Establish it for God. He will come and do mind-boggling things. Yeah. You remember when they dealt with Saul, Samuel? He said, to obey is better than what? Because stubbornness is iniquity. As put it up, let them see. Samuel said to him, had the Lord as much delight in burnt offering and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than what? And to listen is more important than burning the fat of rams to God. Look at the next verse. For rebellion is the sin of what? You know, some of you, if they want you to do witchcraft, you will never. No, not me. Oh. But you've been doing that without knowing. And stubbornness is what? Idolatry. When it comes to idolatry, There are three gods that a lot of people need to be more careful about. You don't have to make a wood to be an idol worshiper. There are three gods you need to be very careful about. One is the god of mammon, money. That one challenges the Almighty God more than Satan. Nothing seeks to replace God in the human heart like that one. Second is the god of pleasure, sex, immorality, and other types of pleasure. Your own might be, hey, I'm floating, you know. It might be woe, it could be any other thing, it could be alcohol, it could be. You destroy a whole destiny just for a little feeling, a little high. You know, like, look at immorality, just 5 minutes pleasure. But the loss. That's what some people worship, the altar of Ashtaroth, immorality. That's where they worship. Some in the altar of Mammon. The third is the god of ego. That god is self. Of the three, that one is the worst, followed by Mammon. A person that is proud, that is rebellious, worships self. He doesn't worship God, but he doesn't know. That's Lucifer's god. Ego. Okay, so in heaven, you see the way you are seated now. When God sits, 12 people sit behind him to form divine government. That's how he rules the universe. Then when the New Testament came, where he created a new project, now he has two covenants now, the old and the new. He brought another 12 to represent that new project. And that's how you have 24 elders. And he gave us in the same book, called the book of Revelation, the names of the first 12 and the names of the second 12. He went to the foundation of the new city, the heavenly Jerusalem that he is building, and put the names of the 12 patriarchs of the old covenant, which are the 12 patriarchs of Israel. He put them there. Then he went to the gates, the 12 gates of this new Jerusalem, and put the names of the 12 apostles. Anyway, somebody should check it. I hope I didn't change it the other way. And put the names of the 12 apostles. Because when you finally get to heaven, it's going to be a combination of those who came through the Abrahamic covenant and those who came through the new covenant that you will find there. You're going to find Abraham and all these Old Testament patriarchs. You will find them in heaven. And you're going to find those who believe in Jesus Christ and all of it. So when Jesus came and wanted to build a church, what he did was he picked 12 men. When he sat with them at the communion table just before his death, he broke bread and brought them into covenant. And that was it. That's what has turned to billions of people all over the world today. That's what we also did with Dominion City. That's what had created Dominion City all over the world. But every city, every nation, you want to establish God's government. You want his kingdom to come. This is what you need to establish. You notice Israel did not come during Abraham's time. Do you know why? Abraham only raised Isaac. He didn't raise 12. Israel did not come during Isaac. Do you know why? Isaac only raised Jacob and Esau. And of course, Jacob was the one that turned away. He didn't raise 12. When Jacob gave God 12, God gave Israel a nation. And so the dominion mandate has this secret in it. The Lord asks us, because he told us that it's like the Abrahamic mandate, then he asks us to do. This is how it is. It is not the Star of David that I'm drawing. I'm just drawing a trinity to show you the three. So Around here, just like the clock, there are 12 different commissions. And I'm not going to get into all of that today. For example, one of those commissions has to do with family. That's why you hear about Mott Foundation, the Matters of the Heart Foundation, and all the things happening in relationships and all that. One of that commission has to do with education. You hear now we're commissioned all our women all over the nation to start building school and Dominion University and all that. We're just even starting on that one. One of it has to do with because the project has inside it human capital development. But at the core, at the center, is this Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And I want to show you what they are. Do you want to see it? Here is Dominion City. It's a church project. It's a church family project because that's one of the first things Jesus initiated. I will build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Here is global missions. We call it Global Mission Network. That one is bigger than DC. When we use circles to do it, when we put Dominion City here, we put Global Mission around it. It's a wider circle because under it right now, over 3,000 pastors, many general overseers, even some ministries. They say God has sent them to us, they submit, and we mentor them. Now, if there are pastors and they have ministries under, for example, if a pastor comes into GMN and is a pastor of Winners Chapel, we don't collect their tithe. We teach them that it's wrong. You'll be stealing if you do that. It's like taking tax and you're a Nigerian and paying it to Ghana. You should pay your tithe to the church that you belong to. But you can now support GMN with offering or whatever. And we are open, and we mentor them, and we provide them whatever it is. If the man is a general overseer and is a pioneer of the ministry, they pay them. Yes, we accept that. Because every ministry should tie to a higher ministry. Just like every believer should tie. This tithing thing is not just, it's not a social media issue. So we have over 3,000 pastors there. Over time, we'll see the one that actually grows more priests and more whatever than the other. That one. And then we have what is called the Golden Heart Foundation. Now, the Golden Heart is also a church. It's a social church. But the global mission is to pioneer churches outside the DC world. The purpose of global mission is to keep its focus on the nations, the Great Commission, to make sure that in the course of doing church, we don't lose sight of the reason God created the church, which is a global mission, to reach all the nations of the world with the gospel. Are you guys hearing what I'm saying? So even among the Dominion City 12, there are three core guys. So when I was telling you that somebody was given the right of the first son, it was to be one of the three core guys, like Lucifer was in heaven when he lost that opportunity. There are three core guys. What Reverend Dubus is being commissioned to go and drive is this mandate. We are not sending him away. He's still part of the Dominion City CEC. He still has right to walk into any Dominion City chapter. And of course, in Lagos, he's still your general overseer here. He can come and flog any pastor. But what he's being commissioned to do, this is where he is to go and provide the leadership and the example for this whole. Because see what's going on. There are a few, maybe about five to six, maybe thereabout, who have gone by themselves. Nobody sent them. Nobody, whatever. They get up, they say they are tired, they go. And usually, I'll give them money or support them as much as I can. But because of when you leave and there is covenant, it's like marriage, and you violate it and leave anyhow, you will not do well. When covenant is violated, you don't do well. Of course, there is one that had challenge. He got into women problem, and we disciplined him. So we have seen that, and they don't do well. Because this, he has a covenant. We just had an ordination last week. You need to ask them for the priesthood covenant and see the things that these people swear before God. They swear, they take the oath before God. And we always ask them to keep a copy of it. Because someday, that tree, the God said, thou shalt not eat. That's the one the devil will go and push you to God. And usually before ordination, we always ask anybody that knows he's not part of this mandate. Maybe God sent you here just for training. Please, let's just bless you and help you so you can go. And they will tell you, we will die here. God sent us here. God appeared to me. They will go and take that oath. It's like last weekend. I was asking them, really, to be sure. They will go and take it. Part of what you take in the oath is that you will not break your marriage because you're going to be an example for God's children. Part of what you take in the oath is that you must uphold the biblical values of marriage. Go and ask for a copy of it and read it. Part of what they take in the oath is that they will maintain the unity and the love here. You know what our motto used to be? Oasis of love. You will not go gossiping, creating strife among God's people. You know, when a pastor is one that goes around sowing discord, and God said there are seven things that I hate, and he listed them. One of them is he that soweth discord among the brethren. And the sin that works against unity and against love is called slander. Slander is evil speaking and gossiping. Because somebody who didn't do you anything. You can imagine, let's take me. Me that is busy, swearing higher, trying to serve God, trying to be an example of Jesus Christ on the earth. I can meet you now. You'll be looking at me in one kind. I've not done you anything. I've never met you. I've not taken you afoul. And you'll be looking at me in one kind. You are coming with hatred. And I'm coming with love. What did I do? I didn't do you anything. But why are you reacting like that? Somebody went behind my back to spoil my name before you. And if you get me, you will never get me to do that to anybody. Because we are taught love. Never. That's why you never hear me speak against ministers, speak against anybody. You never see that. Never. Even when people fall and all kinds of, like the things that come to my table, we cover it. We go to help. We go to work. If we have to discipline, we discipline them privately and keep working. We don't explain to you. So, you see what slander does is a sin against love. Meanwhile, love is the ultimate commandment we're given. For example, part of why I'm here is to, just this year alone, if I tell you some of the things we have demonstrated. In this Ikeja, I used to be here. I was in Ogudu, and then we were here. Why we were in Ogudu? It was a carpenter shop. My office was on top of that place. It's the people who give don't give because they have. For example, now, we're trying to give this place. Yes, clap, oh. For carpenter shop. And amazingly, Reverend, this thing, particular facility I'm giving you is the only facility I've ever bought. I've never built a church. I've never done it. This is the only one I ever got involved and bought. All the other ones are pastors that are doing it all over the world. I don't build. I don't focus on buildings. I don't do properties. What I focus on is this thing, men, the human beings. If you grow human beings, they will grow anything. That's the one I decided to give you because when the thing came up, I said, okay, let me check. I checked PCJ. He has built so many churches. He's built Enugu. He's built here. Because finally, he's the one that built it. I only helped to get the land. He built here. He built HQ Lagos. He's building the place now, center, where we do prayer and prophetic conference in Awka, in Anambra. The land is bought in Awka. PCJ is in Port Harcourt, but he's the one building that place. And it's a 10,000 auditorium. So I said, if PCJ tells me it's time to release me, all I will do is check. You've built so many buildings. Which one do you want? It's very easy. I say, if it's Pastor Knob, he's built for Mabakliki, he's built Abuja, he's built, now he's done Anamco, he's building another 10,000 in Enugu, separate from Anamco, they have that, and all kinds of places. If he says to me, release him, I will just ask him, which facility do you need? It's true. I know that other general overseers don't do that. I've never heard of where they give anybody church. But there is decay in the body of Christ in these last days. And God is helping us and asking us to model back for the 21st century church what Christianity looks like. That's what he asks us to do. And he said, I don't reward you for what I didn't ask you to do. Just do the one I asked you. I know how important it is to me. And he emphasizes and emphasizes that the role of authentic church is not, there is nothing that can be compared to it. And we should just do that for him. I remember when he was talking to me as a person, he said, don't try to be the biggest pastor that fly jet or have drive jeep or live in the biggest house. Don't bother about others. I will give you those things. So he said, don't bother. Don't bother. What I want you to do is, if you want to beat other pastors, beat them in faith, beat them in love. Be the one that love the most. He said, in practical sense, be the one that serves and the one that sacrifices. Leave the rest for me. I'll give the result when the time is up. Because the result is not here. It's when we stand before the judgment seat of Christ that we'll know who is who. Are you guys hearing what I'm saying? That's why we do some of these crazy things. In Abuja, I'm a tenant. But this year, we just built Barrister Wampa a duplex. The Dominion City Abuja is sitting inside a tent. The headquarter church, inside a tent. And we're trying to find the property where that tent is. It's a mechanic. Behind us is mechanic. And we took the front part and put that tent. About 800-seater tent. That's where the service hold. And you have the money to go and build somebody else. The man that owns the property was asking us to give him $400 million so we can take the property and now we can do whatever we want. We didn't have the money to pay him and we're building a house for somebody. You don't give because you have. You give because you have the heart. It's not the cash, it's the heart. I want you to be on record because God is going to do mind-boggling things in this Lagos and other parts of South. But they won't see when we do things like this. This is the only property we have in Ikeja we are giving you. There are things I do, heaven takes notice. I've done it so many times. And after they take notice, things follow it. What God has given us is largeness of heart, nothing else. We're not rich in cash, but we are rich in the heart. When I talk about heart, I'm talking about largeness of heart. It's love, nothing else. And I've made a deal with God, he should preserve me just to be demonstrating this for the church. Because the church is losing some aspect of the church, losing her way. She needs to be guided back to the precepts that Jesus Christ left for us. this shall all men know that you are my disciples. There are acts that preach more than 1,000 sermons. This property you are sitting on, I'm giving you, is close to a billion with all the things inside. $2 million. This trip. It would have been easier for me to give you the one you built in our Abada. It's not up to 100 million value. But because you are called to deal with nations, I wanted you at the gate where it will be easy to reach nations. That's the reason. Madam, are you hearing what I'm saying? This is your husband. Today, we are commissioning him into the apostolic and prophetic ministry. He's not a pastor. He's not a pastor. He's more than a pastor. What you people need to do, you are pastoral. He will do well. He live in, he can travel around. The place will be saved. You are a pastor. His gift is in you. And you can teach too. But he's not a pastor. You guys need to grow a lot of pastors. Anywhere church can grow it. I have shown an example of what he can do. But I gave him a blessing, 3 blessings. I said, you will go where I'm not able to go. And it's true. You will conquer the key giants that I was not able to kill. And he will conquer nations I'm not able to conquer. God Almighty, when we were cooking this and discussing it, he said he has two nations. People have not seen anything. If you see what is about to happen, you need to be very strong on the ground. Very strong. When I was commissioning, I said some things to him about very strong at the family front and hold that ground very well, the kids, and defend his back. Doesn't matter what it is. The work of taking nations is war. It's like Joshua. It's like David. Cover that general while he goes. Never dabble into the mistakes a lot of women make. No matter who the serpent is that comes to talk to you. No matter. Cover him with intercession and cover him with love and cover his mistakes. I don't know which perfect person you have seen since you've been reading the Bible except Jesus. Who has met one? Tell me. So if God uses men that are still made of clay, I think I read in the book of Job, my brother, where they even said even his angels are not even perfect. He's still fine for, and he's now we that are human beings. The reason is that there's so much that happened. You know, when you're on the ground driving your car, you know there are accidents on the ground. But these are small baby accidents. Maybe 50 people will die on the, when it's an aircraft, when you go up on altitude, you can't park and say my fuel finished. You can't say, brake failed. Can I just park on the roadside? There's a lot that happen up there. You run into, sometimes into storms. Sometimes all kinds of things. But everything that survives flight, survives when it's grounded. That's why the secret for managing height is humility. Humility is being grounded. The other principles of being grounded. Because anything that is grounded, that's why you can see a building can go 100 stories up, but what is responsible for that height is the foundation. Cover him. I want to use this opportunity to say one or two things to those of us from southeastern Nigeria. As far as I know, our brothers who are from the southwest have done well. They are better stewards of kingdom. When God puts ministry, sometimes he finds more anointed people from the east. The problem is the stewardship of the ministry. But our brothers from southwest have done better. I have about 8 case studies of issues like this. They will come together, save that guy. In the east, it will be the pastor's wife that will lead the challenge to destroy. This madness must stop. Let me warn you people. Even if Elisha is sick, it has not affected the oil that are carrying. One king came to meet him while he was sick and dying. He said, open the window. He swore. He had war against him. Put an arrow on your bow. And he lifted that old hand, frail hand, and put on his shoulder. He said, shoot! From inside the prophet's room, that young king defeated all the armies of nations that came against him in battle. He said, shoot! And he shot. He said, the arrow of God and the arrow of his deliverance. Because it's a prophetic hand that has come upon you. Even in death, you saw when he was dead, they buried him. His skeleton still raised somebody from the dead. Now, with all that I've said, separate this from, there are a lot of fake pastors, prophets especially, that I imagine in these last days. I'm not talking about that. Can I hear an amen on that one? Amen. One time I will also talk to you. There is a video I sent around on how to discern false prophets and all of that. Because people need that now. That video needs to be made to go around to all Dominion City people. I'm not talking about them. I'm not talking about these satanic children that are coming into ministry trying to. It's part of the last days. Madam, protect this mandate. The serpent doesn't have courage to go through Adam. He doesn't. He has one style and he has done it and it keeps working for him. And I don't know when women will grow up and learn. He always goes through the back door, the kitchen door, through the women. God operates through the patriarchal system. Satan operates through the matriarchal system. Satan sponsors the Jezebel mandate. Because when God gives you a mandate with your husband and you mess it up, are you going to come and collect another man's husband or another man's house? Who will allow you? Gentlemen, thank you. Thank you. You can go to your seat.